Hello. Hello, my name is Will Gomez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for radio, television station, newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, work or volunteer on a political campaign? Yes or no?
No. What is these questions about?
Some of the issues facing the nation, the city.
Okay.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary election for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in this nonpartisan primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
Thank you. Next question. Which political party are you registered with? Democrat, Republican, or non-affiliated?
Non-affiliated.
Okay, thank you. What is your main racial background? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, Hispanic American, African American, Asian American?
It's Hispanic.
Okay, thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or 75 plus?
66 to 75.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going on the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Half the way. Not really on the right direction, but it's also kind of doing okay at the same time.
Do you lean more towards the right direction or the wrong direction, the wrong track?
Maybe the right direction.
Okay, thank you so much. From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resilience, corruption in local government, crime and neighborhood safety, housing and property insurance costs?
Housing. Okay. Is a bad thing right now.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And crime also. Can I give it a few because it's too many?
I know there's more than one, but right now it's just focused on the main one. The one thing that you see more urgent or that you give priority to?
Well, traffic. Traffic is terrible. Traffic is terrible.
Okay, so traffic and congestion then?
Yes.
Okay.
That one.
Okay, thank you. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
No, I vote by the person. Depends on the person. I mean, I don't know if he's Democrat or Republican. I just need to see what the patient is going to do.
Oh, okay. But do you lean more towards the Republican or Democrat Party?
Probably lean more towards Democrat.
Oh, okay. Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade, in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Number one is Fabian Bazzavi.
Oh, I won't vote for him.
Okay, so you have a very unfavorable opinion?
Yes.
Okay. What about Eileen Higgins?
I don't know. The other ones, I don't know yet.
Okay. What about Alfonso Alfie Leon?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. What about Carlos Jimenez?
I don't know either.
Okay. What about Miguel Solomon?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't started checking and all that yet.
Okay, so you want me to mark every single one of them as you don't know yet?
Right.
Okay, Daniela Levin Cava, you don't know. Rosie Cordero Stutz, you don't know. Francie Suarez, Maria Elvira Salazar, you don't know neither?
Yeah, I kind of don't like her much. No.
Okay, so that's very unfavorable, okay?
No, not very. Kind of unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, there you go.
Okay, thank you. What about Joe Sanchez?
I don't know him.
Okay, what about Donald Trump?
Oh, no, I'm not voting for him. It's very, very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay, what about Alex Diaz de la Portilla?
I don't know.
Okay, what about Joe Biden?
Half the way up.
Okay.
I like him, but I don't really want to vote for him.
Okay, so would you say you somewhat favorable towards him?
Somewhat. Okay. Favorable.
What about Vicky Lopez?
I don't know.
Okay, what about Joe Carollo?
I don't know. All those they are presenting for president?
Actually, they are running for offices, I guess.
Oh, okay.
You will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eileen Higgins or Joe Carollo?
I don't know them, so I don't know.
You don't know neither one of them? You don't lean towards any?
You don't
lean towards either one?
I haven't seen anything about, I'm going to have to get the names of the people and look at them because I haven't got any information about nobody.
Okay. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, Eileen Higgins or Miguel Solomon?
None of them.
Okay. And if the primary election for county commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Eileen Higgins or Alfonso Alfie Leon?
I don't know them.
Okay.
So
do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner?
I don't know.
You don't know that Eileen Higgins is your county commissioner?
Yeah, I do know that.
Okay.
Kind of, but I don't know much than she's doing. I don't hear much about anything from her.
So you wouldn't say that you somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Yeah, no, you speak one.
Okay. Okay, you will now be giving some statements about Eileen Higgins. Please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well, okay? Eileen Higgins says that she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes so that many of her residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft. Do you feel much more likely to vote for her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less, or no different?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less,
but
okay.
I have to see what the other candidate is doing. I just don't know about the other candidate.
Okay. I'm going to give you a little bit more information. Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States, Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes.
Yeah. Well, they have to fix a lot of the housing.
Okay. So will you say that you are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
Well, now you're putting everything bad on her. Of course, I'm not going to vote for her if you keep saying all these bad things. I just need to compare with the other guy what the other one is doing.
Oh, yeah.
Then
these
I can
just
tell you who I'm going to vote for.
I understand. This is just some information. Based on the information that I'm reading, you can decide whether you much more likely to vote for her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less, or it makes no difference. It's up to you.
Somewhat less.
Okay, thank you. While so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. You want me to mark that one as well as somewhat less likely?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much. One more than just more likely.
Okay, much less likely.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers to rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that will bring more congestion and crime to the residential neighborhoods.
How did she do that?
I guess she was partnering with some projects. There are, outside of the country, I guess, foreign developers.
Yeah, but I mean, about the traffic to go to Miami Beach, what was she planning on?
It's a rail.
It's a what?
Rail for the train?
Yeah. Yeah, that was too much money to do that, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you want me to mark that one as somewhat less likely, much less, or more?
Much less.
Much less, okay, thank you. During these challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million.
She wanted to lower that?
She voted against lowering property taxes.
Okay. Well, it depends. I mean, if the people is rich and has big mansions, they can pay taxes. Mm-hmm. The poor people now lives out of the retirement. Those cannot pay for that much taxes. You know what I mean? They have to make a.
No, I understand.
Somewhere.
Yep. So you want me to mark this one as much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or
somewhat,
no difference?
Somewhat.
Somewhat less. Okay, thank you. Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out longtime residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford, and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood.
She voted for that?
I guess she received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions.
Oh, okay. That's not good.
Okay, so you want me to mark that one as somewhat less or much less?
Much less.
Okay, thank you so much. We're almost done now. One last time, you will be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, Eileen Higgins or Joe Carroyo?
I'm not ready yet. I have to think about what Carroyo is doing.
Okay, and
because
if
she's doing worse things than she did, we're really corrupted, right?
Yeah, of course.
So
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, what about if the Miami election primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates. For whom will you vote, Eileen Higgins or Miguel Solomon?
I don't know. That's what I mean, decided yet.
Okay, what about if it was Eileen Higgins and Alfonso Alfie Leon?
The same thing. I mean, decided, because I don't know the
okay.
other one.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to make sure we have a representative sample. What is the last grade or formal education that you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or a postgraduate degree?
2 years degree.
Okay, 2 years.
An
associate's.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. What is your national ancestry? Your people or your background? Are you Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian, Venezuelan?
European.
European? Okay.
Yeah.
Specifically from where?
Spain.
Spain? Okay, thank you. Next. Then that will conclude our survey. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. Okay. Thank you. You
All
have
right.
A good one.
Thank you. Thank you. You
Thank
too.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.